Clil, Biology. Exercise 2, page 109.
How taste works. Our sense of taste gives us clues about whether food is safe or harmful to eat. For example, plants that taste bitter are often poisonous, while food with a sour taste is often rotten. The other two basic tastes signify safe food. Sweet foods usually have lots of calories, while salty foods often have vitamins and minerals. The human tongue has little bumps on its surface called papillae, and most papillae contain taste buds, the sensory organs that allow us to experience taste. Taste buds have tiny hairs that send messages to the brain about whether a food tastes sweet, salty, sour or bitter. There are around 10,000 taste buds on our tongue. It was once thought that each of the tastes were detected by different parts of the tongue. This was the theory behind the taste map, which is not valid anymore. Now scientists know that any taste can be detected by almost any part of the tongue. Traditionally, there were four tastes, but a new one has been added. In the early 1900s, a Japanese scientist named Kikunae Ikeda discovered that the tongue could also identify the taste of a seaweed common in Japanese cooking. It took around 100 years for Ikeda's research to be accepted, but now umami is the fifth taste, and you can also taste it in meat and tomatoes. Our experience of food doesn't just involve the taste buds. The nose plays a part too. When we chew food, chemicals travel up into the nose and trigger the olfactory system, our sense of smell. This lets us experience the thousands of different flavors of foods. Imagine holding your nose, closing your eyes, and eating liquidized pineapple and then liquidized pear. They would both taste sweet, but because the olfactory system wouldn't be involved, you wouldn't experience the different flavors of the fruits and probably wouldn't be able to tell the two apart.